Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, we're going to have to do that, Rob G, for a shop talk one day. That's a good one. Rob G and I were talking sneakers, and we'll get into that one day. Shop talk maybe this week. We'll do that. Who's got the best looking sneakers? All right, we are the Odd Couple. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way that tire buying should be. And we also, look, we could sit here for 10 minutes if we wanted and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem those rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Truly is. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. As we do every Monday, we got our man Rob Woodson, the Hall of Famer, joining us at the bottom of the hour. All right, Rob, we've touched on it briefly, but now let's go all in on the Dallas Cowboys. Rob, you and I, neither one of us, we were aligned on this. There's not much we agree on. We agreed on this beginning of the season. We both picked Dallas to win the NFC East because we didn't buy in or believe in the Philadelphia Eagles. I now believe in the Eagles. I'm not sure where you are. I think they're the best team in the NFC, and I think they're – I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I'm saying they're playing – I think they're playing the best football in the entire league. But, Rob, Dallas – to me, what happened yesterday, and I get it. And Rob, generally, I am a win is a win guy. When it comes to professional sports, particularly the NFL and the NBA, and even baseball, in a regular season that is long, right? Months long, half a year long, a win is a win. Whether it's 17 games, 82 games, 162 games, there are times you're just going to have a clunker, right? You're just not going to have it. Some inferior team is going to beat you. So I get all that. But, Rob, I'm not giving the Dallas Cowboys that type of pass. Because of their history, they had their clunker, if you will, against Green Bay, who we know is a bad football team this year. And what I saw yesterday when the Dallas Cowboys needed a last minute drive, 98 yards, to beat the hapless 1-11-1 Houston Texans, who have the worst record in the NFL. When it took all of that to beat the Texans, it just, to me, furthered my belief, Rob, that while the Cowboys' ceiling, it might be the highest in the NFC. If everybody in the NFC plays their A game, Dallas might be the best. Certainly put them up there with Philly and San Francisco and whoever else. But, Rob, I think of all the contenders, they are the most likely to play their F game at any given moment.
Did you curse, Chris? What'd you say?
No, F is in flunking
grade. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Their F game at any time. It could be a regular season Sunday. It could be a playoff Saturday or Sunday. But the Cowboys, you just don't know. And, Rob, I think they're going to bring an F, a D, a C-minus game at some point in the playoffs, and that's why I firmly believe they will not get out of the NFC.
It's hard to argue with that just because of what we've seen. And it's not like they've never made the playoffs. They have. I mean, but when you talk about this franchise and what's happened, I think we talked about it before, Chris. There's only like three or four teams that haven't been to a conference championship in the last.
Which is incredible, Rob.
Yeah.
The Cowboys. It'd be like the Steelers never doing it. You know, like they are a flagship franchise.
Right, it's the Cowboys, it's the Browns, who Chris is an expansion team, it's the Lions.
And I hear you, those are the historically flagship teams. But right. I'm saying they have been a great franchise up until this last quarter century. You know what I mean?
Right,
that's
right.
What I mean. Like they have been a fantastic, when you and I were growing up, they were great. In the 70s, they were great. In the 80s, they down a little. In the 90s, obviously, they won three Super Bowls.
And even now, Chris, while people always talk about the Cowboys and their part of it, I think there's twofold when they claim they're America's team. But I think a lot of people also like to watch them lose. Like, how bad is it going to be this time? What's going to happen? How great is it to see Jerry Jones's face, you know what I mean, Chris, after another letdown?
Right. They're polarizing in that
region. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who are anti, who would love to watch them for that reason. But anyway, I just think yesterday was an example. The Packers game was an example. Yeah. There are just moments when you just aren't sure which team. Last year, Chris, they led the league in points, right? Scoring average or whatever. And what happened? Struggled at home to score. I think they scored late, right, to make it look respectable, but they were out of that game. They couldn't get anything. I think that was at the point when you got off of Dak, I think, right? Like last year, remember, it was just...
I thought Dak was in... I've always liked him. I've always felt he has the intangibles and all that leadership. I generally was saying he was a game manager with playmaking ability. But I grew to the point, Rob, where I thought he was en route to being elite. And that was the phrase I used. And no, I don't think that. I think he's a good quarterback. He's obviously well above average, but he is not elite. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the Burrows and the Mahomes and the Rodgers, you know, the old Aaron Rodgers, the old Tom Brady, that class. Like, I don't think he'll ever be in that upper echelon of quarterback.
He's been around for a while, and Chris, it would have happened by now, right? It would have happened.
You would think. Yeah, that's
a good point. Maybe I don't know. Maybe he has an unbelievable playoff run, and we'll eat our words. But I'm with you. The Cowboys scare me all the time. You just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, yes, the odds makers 17.5 point favorites, Chris, yesterday 17.5. That's because they looked at the 50. They look at the Texans who have won one game all year.
Yep.
Even though it's on the road, you just go like, come on, Cowboys, this is cake. Taking cake from a baby, right? And as you said, they need a miraculous drive to win the game. Miraculous drive. Imagine if it didn't happen, didn't come together.
That would have been a horrible loss, Rob. a horrible. This is a team in Houston that had lost the week before by 13 to the Browns when Deshaun Watson was horrific in his first game back.
He's still struggling.
They lost by 15 before that to the Dolphins, by 13 to the Commanders.
Right, that's why they thought 17 by the Cowboys coming off the 50 points, no doubt. I mean, they just thought they've been losing by double digits, you know, all season long for the most part. And this was a squeaker, playing down to the competition. The Cowboys are scary, scary bad, not scary good, scary bad.
Rob, and Dak, look, obviously he's far better than Cooper Rush. No, we're not going there. But, Rob, two bad interceptions yesterday. He's got 5 interceptions in his last 3 games. He's got 7 interceptions in his last 5 games. I mean, Dak Prescott has got to be smarter with the football. And yesterday, and we talk about it, right? Dak should throw about 30 times a game. That's it. And yesterday he had to throw 39 because they were down. And you saw that they struggled against the worst football team in the league.
Right.
And they cannot get themselves in a hole, which certainly can happen in the playoffs. But if they have to rely on Dak carrying them with his arm, they're in trouble. If they can, get their run game going and stay in the game and run the football most of the time, they could be better off.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do, right? You want to, like, ball control. You got a 2 good running back, 1 good, very exceptional running back, and Tony Pollard, and you got Ezekiel. And you want to run the football, Chris, and throw when it's open. Throw when there's a situation. Throw when you're 3rd down. You know, like, there are situations you need your quarterback to make a play, keep the chains moving, whatever it might be.
The other thing, Rob, is what
I don't feel that great.
That defense, right? That defense was carrying them. But then you go out and give up 23 points to the Texans, who were averaging like 16 points a game. You get 0 sacks against the Texans.
Now, that's shocking.
Yeah, they have been the sack-happy Cowboys. And Micah Parsons, now, again, it's only a few games, but he hasn't been that guy the last few games. And he did not put his imprint on that game yesterday. And look, maybe we're wrong, Rob. Maybe it was just one of those weekends. But again, it seems to happen too often with the Cowboys. We talked about it. The Packers,
at that point,
ain't playing good football.
Right, at that point. And they were down bad, Chris.
Yep.
Like they were down bad. They were bloodied. They were beaten. And for them to get off the mat and win that game, that was just a shocker. And what was the record? We said it, 100 and something. Like, it had never, the Cowboys, 175-0 or whatever. Like, that was an unheard of game where they gave up, where they were up by 14 points going into the fourth quarter. They had never lost, including the playoffs, Chris, ever.
So, Rob, like I said, I think their ceiling is as high as anybody in the NFC, but I do not, I'm not giving them, like, I don't think they'll get out of the NFC. I think it's going to be either Philly or San Francisco in a bad conference. And, Rob, you know I said this months ago. If Dak Prescott is who Jerry Jones and the Cowboys faithful think he is, who that $40 million a year contract says he is, they at least get to the NFC title game.
They should.
If they get there and lose to a better Philly team, then so be it. There's not going to be any shame.
But I'm not even convinced of that. I'm not even.
So you're not a believer in Philly.
No, I'm saying I'm not a believer in Dallas getting to the NFC Championship game.
I agree with that. Yeah, I tend to think they won't.
I think that they could get knocked out by some lesser team. I do believe that.
Yeah. All right. It is the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. How much confidence do you have in Dak Prescott and the Cowboys as we get ready to head into the postseason? Rob and I are not believers. Are you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, welcome to the Fox Sports Radio Tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you will ever own, and we back that by a lifetime warranty, or at least the Big Green Egg does. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Again, you get a lifetime warranty and free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Rob, on the Monday Night Football game, I don't know if you saw it, New England and Arizona, Kyler Murray scrambling for a nice gain goes down with a non-contact injury. And you can't tell what happened. You would assume a knee, But I don't know. The way he went down, it almost looked like his core or something. I don't know. But hopefully he's all right, Rob. But, you know, when you have those non-contact injuries.
Man, it's scary, right?
He had to be carted off. Or he couldn't walk off. He was put on a trailer and taken off. So we'll keep you updated on that. But hopefully he's okay.
I just can't get over the injuries, man, in sports. I'm old school. I just don't remember quarterback. I mean, guys used to get hurt because they got hit or sacked, you know what I mean, or beat up like that. But the injuries are just piling up. It's amazing. All right, we got a couple calls.
I think it's worse than NBA and MLB. Football, it is what it is. But, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm just saying injuries in general in sports is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I just don't remember so many stars being hurt all the time. All right, Will, in Wisconsin, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, gentlemen? Absolutely, man. And to your point, Rob, I think Sean Payton was on one of your colleagues' other show. I think he was on Colin's show, and he was talking about the lessening of the hitting and things and how that's kind of translating to some soft tissue injuries. So maybe the NFL will take a look at that.
They don't go hard enough in any
They don't
of
practice
the sports
anymore
practice.
Either. Right. It's
they
just
really
ridiculous.
Don't.
Yeah. And even to the point here with Dallas, right, like what we're talking, I don't think that there's any more that you're going to be able to yield out of the Dallas's offensive efforts. I mean, let's just take a look at a couple of those different components there. Like even Mike McCarthy, at his best as a coach, his offensive scope and creativity, genius there was pretty much limited to just letting Aaron Rodgers throw for
100%. Right. I don't think that they ever did anything fancy or, you know what I mean, creative, where you were like, wow, Mike McCarthy, some play caller.
Right. So I can't say that on the offensive side that they're going to get much better. I know they had some really great play calls when they were having that fun game. I think what was that there where they had that direct snap, I think, to the tight end where they scored there down on the goal line. But that was fun to watch. That was Kellen Moore, you know, really, you know, plugging something in. So I can't really say that I'm confident in playoff offense from Mike McCarthy play calling. And then you grow that conversation out from there. I don't think that the defense side – I'm sorry, Rob, what were you saying?
No, I hear you. I can't argue with that.
And I just don't think that they did enough on the defensive side to get impact players. Basically, I think that Dallas –
they were making an impact earlier. I mean, they've had trouble stopping the run.
Yeah.
But, you know, they aren't – they might be a little more spectacular than some of these other units, but – obviously, a team like the Niners and some of these others are
Hey, Will, thanks
more
for the
stout.
Call, buddy. Yeah. We appreciate you. Thank you. All right, Mark in Sacramento. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, what's happening, up, guys? How you doing today?
Doing good.
Hanging
you?
In there. I think I told you a week ago. Did I tell you a week ago, Rob, to get your baby on? I'll sit back and wait. That was just a week ago.
Yes.
So these Cowboys are they're a good team, and I'm noticing with Dak, and I agree with Chris, man, he's up and down like the stock market. Man, sometimes he looks like he's ready to take that next step, and then he makes that interception.
Yeah,
it's an up and down with him, and I think that's going to be the downfall in the playoffs. He's the guy I think is going to make the mistake, not their defense. They can run the ball. It's Dak. And just watching him, and personally – I think you're going to find a lot about the Cowboys next week because I personally think the Philadelphia Eagles are going to beat them up.
Well, look,
on both sides of the ball, they're going to beat them up.
That is a litmus test game for sure. I can't wait. I think all of us want to see that one on Christmas Eve. But, Rob, I think the Eagles are better.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree. And they've been doing it all year. Chris, we both picked the Cowboys to win the division. But I think you're right when it comes to Philadelphia. Andre, in Massachusetts, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, you know, if they're going to have success, it's not going to be Dak, in my view. This is going to be 11 from heaven, Micah Parsons, and that defense leading the way for them to be successful in the playoffs. So in terms of Dak Prescott, I think he needs to recognize that. I think Dak is – He has the humility, the perspective to realize the true strength of the Dallas Cowboys, which is their defense, and the play to tone it down a little bit in order for them to be successful. The NFC, Philadelphia is the clear-cut number one. The Minnesota Vikings, come on, you want to talk about Fugazi. Okay, when you're giving up more yards than you are producing, and everybody
right.
across the league sees that, this is a team that on paper, you know, they're Tiger champs. 49ers for real, but they don't have a quarterback. And the Tampa Bay, this is not their year. The sun has kind of set on
right.
them.
So it is wide open. I mean, we've talked about how they haven't made the conference finals in what, Rob, 26
years.
If you don't make it this year,
right? When will you make it?
About? I mean, really, right? Hey, Rob, this conference is not going to be this bad. Probably even
right.
next year.
And you got a good defense, Chris. You yep. should make it. You
Absolutely.
Should make it.
Absolutely. So, all right, we got Rob Woodson. We'll get into this with him around the bend. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we welcome in the Hall of Famer, one of the best ever do it in the defensive backfield. Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Rod Woodson. Rod, what up?
What up?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
Great to have you on, as always, man. Let's get to a lot to get to. Now, look, Rob and I understand in the NFL, and really any of the pro sports, a win is a win, right? A regular season win, it gets to be a long
season. Do whatever
season.
You can,
Sometimes
right,
you have
to get
a clunker. Right, a win is a win. But we both look at that Cowboys game yesterday as a little more. Like, I know their ceiling is huge, but I think they're more likely than any other contender in the NFC to play their F game or play to their floor on any given Sunday. Do you agree with that? And does that say something about the culture that could really keep a good team from getting as far as it should be in the postseason?
You know, let me say it this way. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're a great team. You know, and to me, you know, yeah, a win is a win. And they didn't play great football, but they squeaked out a win at the end because, you know, Houston Texans, I mean, they couldn't take advantage of, you know, or being on the 1 yard line.
You right.
The quarterback took off the wrong way, and then he tried to run it in, and he got sobbed. I mean, it's just, you know, the way they played throughout the whole year is one thing, but I just think Dallas is a good team. I do.
So
I think
you don't think they're a Super Bowl team?
No, I do not. I don't think they're capable of making that type of run. I don't think they could beat Philly. I mean, that's not even a question.
I don't think they're that good. Who are the Super Bowl teams in the NFC? I only see two, really, San Francisco and Philly. And I agree with you. I think Philly's the best.
Yeah, and San Francisco, I like them, even though they got Purdy, right? Because it's not a quarterback-centric system. The
right.
system is based on everybody else around them. And it is great news that Debo only had the MCL, right?
Yep.
So that's great news for them. And he'll be out a couple weeks. And, you know, he'll come back and he'll be there for the postseason. The defense is lights out. So, you know, I think you're right. I think San Fran, and it's really San Fran's offense is great because of all the players outside of the quarterback position, right? The defense is lights out. I think them and Philly will be a great game.
Right.
That would be a really good game. And those are the two best teams by far. And the two best teams in the NFC by far.
Let me ask you about Deshaun Watson and his comeback. And yesterday, 26 for 42, 276, one touchdown, one pick, 79 quarterback rating. What do you make of Deshaun Watson? Is this going to be a work in progress the rest of this year and we look for him, the old Deshaun Watson, next year?
Of course it is. Well, of course it is. He hasn't played for a year and a half. You know, and it's – we all think that you plug him back in and everybody's going to be a great player again.
Right.
Like he was beforehand. No, it doesn't work that way. Everybody else has been practicing and ready to play. Everybody else has been lathered up. Everybody else has gotten all their kinks out. He's just getting his kinks out. Now, I think he's going to get better and better and better because he is a talented, tremendous quarterback. He can run. He can throw. He is that, right? Overall, there, you know, that when he gets to being himself again, he will make that football team a better football team and a better offense.
This year, no.
How concerned are you, if at all, about the Bills? They've won four straight. They're winning, but Josh Allen, it's been like 6-7 games since he's really kind of been that guy.
He's trying to do too much. I think he's trying to be Superman.
The running a lot, right.
He's trying to make all those splash plays, those big plays like everybody loves. Listen, think about this. Think about it. Put him in the same category of Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, for a while, was struggling because he was trying to always hit the big play. He was trying to always make the home run throw, right? And then he realized, man, if I give a little here, a little 10-yarder, a little 3-yarder, a little 4-yarder, they start sitting on those short routes. Now I hit them over the top. And now he does that. That's what he does.
Right.
And I think Josh has to get to that point where he doesn't have to be Superman. He doesn't have to be that dude week in and week out making those big plays, run plays, and throws. Sometimes it is that's a great 10-yard throw. It's a great 5-yard throw. That's a great decision where you can march down the field for 13 plays, take 7 minutes off the clock, and the other offense is sitting on the sideline. That is a great football team. And I think once he learns that's what he can be, and he doesn't always have to be that Superman. And he's going to have some of those games where he is fantastic. But you can't do it week in and week out. And when you press as an athlete, when you press as a player in all sports, you normally don't play your best. He has to let the game come to him. And as he lets the game come to him, then we'll see all the big plays that we know that Josh Allen can make in his body.
I wanted to ask you, my goodness, I just had I lost a train of thought.
That's when you're getting old.
I know, man. I know.
No, he's
been
old.
I hate to say that, Rod. No.
Rob looks for his memory pills.
I just had my question. No, I just turned my head for a second. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And you may have answered this earlier. I'm sorry. I think the Buccaneers are done. I mean, you know, they might win that division, but no, I give them no chance of winning the NFC. And I know some people are like, but Tom Brady, but I'm sorry, I don't see it.
No, somebody has to win that division, right? Somebody has to win it. And they have the best defense in the division. They got one of the best defenses still, right, in the league. That's not the same offense.
Right.
And listen, what Tom needs to do, and I got much respect for Tom, right, even though he went to Michigan. I still got much respect.
There you go.
Time.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Take that 10-year deal from Fox. Go get that $135 million and be done playing football.
So do you really feel – because, you know, a lot of people think he's going to go to – whether it's the San Francisco
to go to the Patriots
or Raiders or just some team that's much closer to Super Bowl.
He needs to stop. He needs to stop. Listen, he has nothing else to prove. I don't know why he needs to look in the mirror and tell himself he needs to prove something else. I don't understand that. Like, I know he still plays with that chip on his shoulder and he still has that fire. But, bruh, you've done everything that you need to do as an athlete.
He could wind up getting hurt, Rod, can he? He could wind up getting hurt.
That, unfortunately.
I'm hoping that never happens to him. But I think the one question that everybody asks, Was it Bill or was it Tom? And Tom left and won a Super Bowl somewhere else. So in his mind, he can say it was him. He did that in New England, and he helped in Tampa, right? He brought that culture in Tampa. There's nothing else to prove. If I'm Tom, and listen, if I was in year 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and somebody says, hey, you got a 10-year deal, $135 million waiting on you. I'm like, oh, I'm out. I'll see y'all, guys. Peace.
You mean we're not paying you that for your weekly appearances?
But wait a minute, Rod.
I think you got the contract. You're saying the contract wrong. Tom Brady signed a 10-year contract for $37.5 a year. $350 million. Yes.
Oh my Lord. What's he doing?
I know. Rod. He's going to make $37.5 million a year for 10 years sitting in a broadcast booth doing games.
I said that's all wrong. I misread that one then because.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Let me ask you this. Rod, you played a long
time. That's why Giselle said, hey, you tripping.
Right, you tripping.
No, that's right. Tripping. That's right. You played what, 17 years?
17
as a
years.
Defensive back.
Which that's, is crazy.
That's, yeah,
which
that's
is
a
crazy.
Long time. How hard is it to walk away? Do you have to be like, man, I just don't have, like, you know, like have a season where you're just not that good anymore?
You know,
or?
I mean, I get where Tom is at, right? Because in year 17, that off season, I was going to play again. I was going to play 18, and then I hurt my knee at the end of the year. And then when I hurt my knee, I was like, you know, I don't feel like doing rehab no more. I don't feel like working out anymore. You know, I just don't have that same drive to keep doing that same thing where, you know, a quarterback, they don't have to work out like DBs and receivers and stuff like that and that type of conditioning. So in his mindset, I get where he's at. But, man, if somebody offered me $37 million a year.
Right, to go talk.
Oh, that I'm gone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no are you kidding? For me. Everybody says he's the best at what he has done
right.
at that position. He has nothing else to prove, not even to himself.
Rod, I don't think – look, if he won the Super – let's say hypothetically he won the Super Bowl this year, obviously it'd be great and people would praise him. It would not – to me, it wouldn't enhance his legacy really at all.
No,
I mean, his legacy is as great as it possibly could be.
I think the way he's playing – it kind of tarnishes it a little bit because they're going to say, oh, yeah, he played great, but that last year, oh, bruh, man, he couldn't hit a, you know, fly on the side of the bar.
And, yeah.
But, you know, but he's Tom Brady, and I love his competitive nature. I just think, man, he has nothing else to prove in his life. Man, go take care of your family. Go be with your kids. And go have a nice life outside of football because now you don't have to dedicate yourself to – you still want to, you know, keep yourself up. You still want to, out, you know, fight off old age.
Right.
But go have fun and talk about the game that you love, which is a lot easier to do that than play.
Right.
Especially when it's $37.5 million.
Right.
I'll tell you, it's real easy.
That makes it real easy.
I think yes. We're paying you close to that, Rod.
Yeah, all right. Rod said in quarters.
Minus
37.5
million.
Right. And Rod, I did remember I was going to ask you about the Vikings, but we're out of time, and it's probably good anyway. All right. Appreciate you.
Old man, Parker. All right, Rod. Thank you, brother.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
All right,
always.
Sources say is next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And come on, fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Care Trimmer. You heard me. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the Yakuba Fox Sports Radio. Segment we put Chris and Rob's combined 103 years of journalism experience to the test.
I got the extra three.
That's right. He's been at it for a hot second. That's why he teaches at USC.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yes. And, hey, Chris, say Chris, it.
Chris,
yeah, right.
Chris is about to be stuck at a community college because Rob's got the extra 3 years of
exactly.
experience. Just saying. All right, let's get to it.
Get to the stuff.
Let's get to it. Story.
Chris went to his college in the cornfield in Ohio. Okay.
Story right. number right. one. TSU running back Devon Starling is in a little bit of a hot water, not for anything he did, but because one of the staffers on the team allegedly got arrested for ramming his car in a jealous fit of rage stemming from some, you know, fling gone bad. Rob, my source is good.
Wow.
It sounds
TSU?
Ludicrous. I'm going to say
TSU,
yes.
TSU, yes.
I'm going to say true.
True. So what happened?
Rob, that's why you said true, don't Rob? Dip your pen in yes. company, guys.
That's right. How many times we got to tell you that?
It's a lot of that going around.
That's what I heard. Hey, it's never going to end well.
Chris, they said, you know they replaced T.J. Holmes on ABC. Did you see that story?
Already? So he's yes. out for good? They hired. I knew he was suspended or something, but.
They said they replaced wow. him.
See? What about her?
I don't know yet. I know they've got his replacement, but I'm sure that.
Didn't she
I
have an affair with Matt Lauer years ago?
Did she? Amy Robert?
Reportedly, wow. yeah. And what? Now TJ, so.
You know that song, I Get Around.
Why should he get what? Something?
I didn't say, I don't know. No, I know ABC took them both off, but I'm just saying his replacement has been named so far.
Wow. All
right, we move on. Story number two. As you guys know, the New Orleans Pelicans have won 7 straight, and Zion Williamson celebrated after the game by eating 7 pounds of crawfish with rapper Currency. Chris, my source is good.
7 pounds of crawfish. God, I'm going to say false. Well, no, they split it. It was two of them.
No, him by himself.
Him by himself. I'm going to say false.
That sounds so true, but I think it's false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
And listen to Rob G. Holiday. No, him by himself. Like, you good, Rob. You're very deceived. Well,
I mean, 7 pounds with two people is not that much if you think about it.
So you just made that whole thing up?
Yeah. I mean, he does hang out with her currency, but I don't think they had crawfish together.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, story number three. My sources are telling me that Ben Simmons is involved by proxy in the infamous Megan Thee Stallion Tory Lanez criminal lawsuit. Because
ink all over the place. I'm
Tory Lanez's defense team is saying that he didn't shoot Megan Thee Stallion in the foot. It was actually one of her friends who was jealous that Megan was sleeping with Ben Simmons after she had slept with him.
Jeez. So is
Ben Simmons involved? Are my sources good, Rob Parker?
Ben Simmons gets around too, I hear. I'm just saying. I mean, basketball-wise.
Giggity.
Yes, I'm going to say that that's true.
I'm going to say true.
Bro. Crazy.
Wow. We've talked about this, Rob. All these celebrities all run in the same circles. I don't get it.
Rob, be careful out there, man.
I'm careful. Are you kidding?
You a big-time celebrity.
Rob started his celebrity circle.
Single and ready to mingle?
He's like, I've been doing this since the 80s.
Exactly. Hey, Rob G, and I'm still alive.
It's the odd couple. We got 1 hour left.
I won! Where's my music? Where's my music?
The bongos on a draw.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.